Relief in the clean energy industry is quickly turning to anger and disappointment about a key part of a deal over the renewable energy target. The federal government and Labor have agreed in principle to a 33,000 gigawatt hour target, but the government has backflipped at the last minute on a promise to ditch two yearly reviews. Dan Conifer reports.
Uncertainty over the renewable energy target has dragged on for more than a year. Billions of dollars in proposed projects stalled as the government moved to cut the target, and hundreds of jobs have been lost, including at wind tower maker Keppel Prince Engineering. Its general manager Steve Garner is pleased the parties have agreed to a 33,000 gigawatt hour target.
Oh look, my reaction is very much of excitement. It's something that we've all been pushing for, and just to actually get a number that everybody agrees to is really good news. But obviously, one can't look at it all in isolation. There's usually hooks in the system, and sure enough, they've thrown a hook in on this one as well.
That hook is the government's plan for the Climate Change Authority to continue reviewing the scheme every 2 years, with the next coming in 2016.
Has that air of uncertainty, and the industry just locks up any sort of spending for probably the good 6 or 8 months beforehand. And I guess for us, what we've felt in from 2000 for the whole period of time of these reviews has been every 2 years we seem to run out of work.
The authority itself recommended the reviews be abolished. And in a joint statement in March, the Environment and Industry Ministers said the government would end the reviews to give the industry certainty. Andrew Richards is from wind energy company Pacific Hydro.
This is an issue that we thought had been resolved now by both parties for the last 18 months, and we thought that they had understood that constant reviews of something is not good for investor confidence.
Another industry source said the government had stolen defeat from the jaws of victory. The industry minister says the issue of biannual reviews was raised in talks with the opposition yesterday, and it didn't oppose the plan. But Labor's environment spokesman Mark Butler says he can't fathom why the issue is back on the table, and says the ALP is unlikely to support the reviews continuing.
I want to have discussions with the industry about the two-year reviews, but our position has been clear on that for almost 2 years now. We think we need to move away from regular reviews, particularly given the uncertainty over the government's support for the renewable energy industry, and give investors some confidence that they can bring their money to Australia, build projects and create jobs.
Mark Butler ending Dan Conifer's report.